Good evening, friends and family. I hope you've had a marvelous Monday and excited to join us here on SMB Live. We will be here on the line as well as on Facebook. Check out the Tellius M. Carr page and join us as we continue our conversation on the divine exchange. Whatever you gave up, God will give back. So let's go ahead and get started with our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good evening, Mr. Carr.
Good evening, Ms. Tiana.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. What about yourself?
Doing great, thank you.
Yeah, so I do welcome everybody to the line, on the line tonight, y'all. We're about to get it on. Great call, great message this whole entire week. And we've been talking about the divine exchange. Okay, it's a divine exchange. And I promise you, you know, one of the things that, you know, we must understand and learn when we're talking about exchanging something, you know, with God and for God, we got to give God what we want. You know, we ain't exchanging nothing if we don't value it, if we don't desire it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and this is how it goes, the divine exchange. So we've been having this discussion all week. Whatever you gave up, God will give back. But we got to make sure we give it up. The Bible says he loves a cheerful giver. You know, a cheerful giver, meaning when you give, are you really expecting something back in return, you know, like, the only reason why I do this is because I can get that. Is that genuine?
Mm.
Is it authentic? So these are some things that we got to understand. All right? So with that being said, Ms. Tiana, you mind opening us up with prayer so we can get started on the call?
All right. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to just fellowship and worship you, dear Lord. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for this topic. We are grateful for the gift that you've given us through the divine exchange. And Heavenly Father, we pray that we are walking in the walk that you called us to and appreciate all that you have provided to us through your Son, Jesus Christ, so that we can be prepared to meet you. Dear Lord, we thank you for this ministry. We thank you for our leader, and let us go forward on this call with open hearts and open minds to just receive you. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right. So, y'all, we have been talking about this entire week, the divine exchange. Okay? The divine exchange. Ms. Tiana, real quickly in your words, you want to go ahead and sum that up?
Absolutely. The divine exchange is just that point in time in which God was so gracious to give his Son to us so that he may give of himself on the cross for our sins. He exchanged his Son's life for our own. And one of the great examples I saw this week was like a surgical exchange, a heart transplant, right? God exchanged what was our sick, sinful heart with his Son's divine heart to save us from the sin and definitely our certain doom. But Jesus had to be willing to die for us, for us to receive that transplant. And it's just been, it is just the most amazing gift and the most amazing exchange. And it is our responsibility to live in that, in all that we do. So for me, that's one of the main things that I took away from this week.
Okay. Is Mr. DJ here?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Mr. DJ?
I'm all right. How about yourself?
Good, man. Doing wonderful. What about yourself? What did you gather from this week's topic here about the divine exchange?
Well, from what I gathered, we need to stop trying to trade and shortchange God and realize that there has to be a divine exchange. We need to do right by him. I think the scripture that I'm looking for is Malachi 3:8, that says, would a man rob God? You know, even though they're talking about you, tithes and offerings, everything he does is going to be divine. So what are you bringing to him? What are you bringing to him to exchange? You know, not trade, but exchange. We must give our lives to Christ and govern ourselves accordingly. We can't serve two masters at the same time. That's what I gathered from it. You have to, either you're going to serve them or you're not. You can't, you know, you can't be doing one thing and yet still, you know, trying to go to church. You know how we do it. We got those partners who speak a certain language, but we don't say nothing.
Right.
You know, we don't say nothing with them. We're still hanging out with that crew. And then, you know, trying to go to God and expect to be recognized. You know, he don't know you. You know,
right.
and a better example, you know, I think of Michael Vick. You know, a lot of people always want to say the Falcons did Michael Vick wrong. And no, that's not true. Michael Vick did Michael Vick wrong. You know, for one, you lied on national TV. For two, you're the highest paid quarterback. I didn't say black. Black, white, brown, polka dot, you're the highest paid quarterback ever. Only thing your job is to do is to play the game.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is show up for practice and play the game. But, you know, you want to run a dog fighting operation, some old measly $100,000, and look at what it costs you. So it's the same thing, you know, with us. We want to hold on to the pornography. We want to hold on to the alcohol. You know, I'm just doing a little drink here, a little drink there. I don't smoke all the time. Let me just smoke a little something. You know, well, it says abstain, no sex, but condoms weren't invented then. Keep playing that game. Keep playing that game all you want to and watch and see what happens. You know, divine exchange. You got to bring something of substance to the table and let something go. Not just bring it to the table, let it go. You know, and you'll get that divine exchange. And once you exchange it, don't go back. Don't keep bringing God the same thing to exchange over and over and over and over and over again. Because that's a certain kind of person that you done traded something or sold them something, then you go steal it back and trying to resell it again. How many times you got to keep bringing this to God, the same thing over and over? So, you know, we need to get it together and basically learn what we're worth. What are we bringing? You know, what's in your life? What's the substance that you want God to exchange?
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that you want from God? What is it that you want God to exchange? I think that's fair to say. Would y'all say so?
Yes, sir.
Huh? All right. So, y'all, we going live now. If you can see me out there, let me know. Y'all see me?
Let's see. Refreshing.
It's refreshing? Okay.
Let's see.
Boom.
Yep.
Up the divine exchange. Whatever you gave up, God will give back. Okay? Whatever you gave up. How you doing, Miss Shannon and Miss Tamara, Miss Joyce? God will give back. Simple. How you doing, Miss Shannon, Miss Sandra, and Aunt Georgia, how are you? It's Darlene. Okay. It's more Tiana, I see y'all. All right. So, y'all, let's get to it. Mr. DJ, if you don't mind, we're going to rock and roll tonight. How you doing, Miss Kathy and Miss Bridget? Good deal. Let's get to one of those first email questions, y'all. The topic we're talking about tonight is whatever you gave up, God will give back. Okay. Whatever you gave up, God will give back. The divine exchange. How you doing, Miss Tamika and Miss Shabri? How are you? What we got, Miss Tiana? What's the first email question we have?
Sure. First email question that came in, is it necessary to be a Christian to fully experience the divine exchange?
Mr. DJ, so, y'all, that's a fair question to start off with, okay? It's a fair, okay. Very. How you doing, Miss Jennifer and Miss Eureka, Miss Sherelle, Miss Jones, how are you? Miss Nona Brown and Miss LaTanya, that's a fair question. Listen, the question says, is it necessary, Mr. DJ, real quickly we're going to answer this, is it necessary to be a Christian to fully experience the divine exchange?
I would say no, it's not necessary. But you won't be the same if you have received a divine exchange. You will definitely not be the same as you were before.
Okay.
Okay. But in order to experience it, whether you see it in someone else, because experiencing it it could be either you getting it or you watch somebody else get it. So I'm going to say no, it's not necessary for you to be a Christian to experience it.
Okay, whatever you gave up, God will give. What's going on, Gerald? Miss Tammy, how are you? Miss Shiren and Miss Faith. Y'all, the question is it necessary to be a Christian to fully experience the divine exchange? Is it necessary to be a Christian to fully experience giving up something and God giving it back to you? Absolutely, yes, it is. Fully. Think about it. How much can someone fully appreciate what you bring to the table if they don't fully give themselves to you?
Okay.
The Bible says it best. It says the people in the world don't understand the things of God. Y'all know we didn't appreciate mama and daddy when we were children. Now that we're older, we fully understand them, right? And we appreciate mama and daddy, all the sacrifices mama and daddy made, everything they gave up. We appreciate now. But as a child, when you're immature and young, juvenile mind state, we don't know. We can't fully appreciate that. It is necessary. It is absolutely necessary that we be Christian, Christ-like, to fully experience. You cannot have a full experience with God until you understand who God is. Come on now.
Can I ask a question, Mr. Carr?
Of course you can.
Okay. This is just me being me challenging that with King Nebuchadnezzar. He experienced a divine exchange, and he wasn't no Christian. And he watched it fully.
When did he experience it? Tell everybody about the story. King Nebuchadnezzar was the one who put Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
He sure did.
DJ said he didn't fully understand, so he did experience. No, God met him right where he was, and he did fully understand because he didn't say, go praise that God that y'all serve until after he tried to destroy them and something happened.
Exactly. That's kind of my point. I was saying he told them, if you don't serve my God, then you're going to burn. I'm going to show you burn. You think God going to burn you, I'm going to burn you now. So he wasn't no Christian, but then when he saw that their faith and their power came through that and they were happy and singing, he fell down and said, God, praise. He said, praise be to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And he wasn't
the same.
No,
he just answered his question, Miss Tiana. He did what? He fell down? You don't think
he
at that moment?
Down.
All right, now, being a Christian don't mean that you have to say I'm a Christian. What did he do again, Mr. DJ?
He witnessed the exchange, and then he fell down and worshiped.
Okay. So you don't think that at the point when he saw that exchange, something happened to him?
Yeah, but I'm saying he wasn't a Christian to see that, though.
How you know that? How you know that?
Well, because he said something very ungodly. He said that God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego wasn't his God. And he told them that they better fall and worship to his God. And he said he didn't change his mind until after he witnessed the miracle of them not even burning in there.
In fact, he changed his mind during the miracle.
I thought he changed his mind afterwards because he sent the guard in there and he said they ain't dead yet. He said make sure they stay in there for a minute. And I know he fell down. He didn't fall down while they was in there. He didn't fall down until after they came out of it.
You're missing it. The falling down is a byproduct.
Okay.
Just because somebody hits you and you don't fall right away, that don't mean it didn't sting.
Okay.
That's a byproduct. Okay. Christianity is something from within, y'all. It's something from within. It's an exchange within. On that road to Damascus, can anybody say when Paul got saved? We don't know that.
Mm-mm.
We don't know that. Okay. You absolutely. How can you fully appreciate what God has given you until you really know God, the God whom you serve? In other words, when you become Christian, Christ-like, we don't appreciate something until we actually become it. We go through it. Then we say, whoa, he gave up a whole bunch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that I agree. That I totally agree with. I guess the word experience is where I'm twisted at, because to experience something, it doesn't have to happen to me. I can watch it happen through you.
But Mr. DJ, no, you can't experience marriage. Listen. Let me help you out. To experience anything, you must submerge yourself into it. See, Jesus experienced marriage because we are married to him. When you are a Christian, you can experience everything that God has experienced because of his, it's called wisdom.
Right.
It's called wisdom. Okay? The question is it necessary to be a Christian to fully experience the divine exchange? Of course, because it's called divine. You can't appreciate something that you're not familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible.
I'm still agreeing with you.
You know? So the thing is, to fully experience something, you got to be fully submerged in it. In other words, what you just said last night, Mr. DJ, little prayer, little power. You just said
right.
It. If you're not fully invested in it, that's what you're going to get. Whatever you sow is what you're going to reap. Point blank.
Right.
Let's keep it simple. Whatever you sow is what you will reap.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So whatever you gave up, God will give it back. But we got to make sure we give it up with the right heart to fully experience the divine exchange. In other words, did you give it up because you wanted the house, or did you give it up because you wanted to please God? There's a difference, people.
Right.
How you doing, Miss Kathy, Miss Sherelle, Miss Consuela, Miss Nona, Miss, yeah, how y'all doing?
Mr. Carpenter, Ed.
Miss Felton, Miss Natty, how are you? Miss Kay, Miss Robin. Hey, how are you doing? Hey, Miss Katina, how are you, Miss Latricia? Yeah, we getting to you. Miss Arlene, there she go. Miss Larika, how are you doing? Hey, Miss Nick and Miss Gwen. What you got, Miss Sienna?
No, just to share that God's timing, we can never comprehend. So that moment in which the king fell, that moment before that, it could be in that instant in which he received God as his Savior. And in that
right.
moment, he's right there. He's accepting that divine exchange. He could have acted a plum fool minutes before that. But man, when seeing the miracle, he had to see it, right? But seeing in that miracle, in that moment, he had given his life. He had to give his life to Christ to be able, to God, to be able
to
receive that again.
That's good. We got to keep in mind, we got to keep people, you know, here. All right? So let's get to the next email question, please.
Sure. One we just received, sir, is how can we truly recognize the power of a divine exchange taking place in our lives?
I think these are, let's back up, man. I think we're starting to get off track a little bit. How you doing, Ms. Boatner? Y'all, whatever you gave up, God will give back. Let's not make this complicated. What have you given up for God? Y'all, what have we given up for God? Did we give up? You know how we give up things for Lent? Whatever. See, God doesn't operate how we operate in Lent. What have we given up for God? Okay, what's going on, Alan, Mr. Josephine? What have we given up? What about our children? Okay, how can God structure the child's life when we intervene? When you talk about giving up, whatever you gave up, God will give back. What have we really given up for God? And I'm talking about when we give it up, we literally say, God, what do you want me to do with it? See, here's the thing about this. Whatever you gave up, God will give back. Here's the thing about this topic. You have to have a relationship. There has to be something called trust in order for us to turn something over and leave it there.
That's right.
But nobody I know, what's going on, Keaton, would give up something without first trusting somebody. And definitely nobody I know would give it up and leave it there without trusting. So we say we trust God. So if we really trust God, why do we give up things to God and we snatch it right back? Is it because, one, taking too long? Two, he don't give us the answers we desire to hear. Three, the outcome is not what we desire from it. For instance, let's go here. Marriage. How many of us gave our marriage up to God? I had a great question earlier. Now, if y'all have any questions, call in, star 5. The number is 364-0211. Again, that's 225-364-0211. How you doing, Ms. Kimberly? So here's the thing. If you gave your marriage up to God, one would say, Mr. DJ, why do we go through our peaks and our valleys then? If God got it, why do we struggle? People in the world don't even struggle. But see, here's the thing about that. When God has something, the Bible said by the testing of our faith, don't you know anything that's worthwhile having is going to be something you got to hold on to? How do you know it's from God? Let's see if faith is involved. If it ain't from God, you don't need faith to operate in it. Man, y'all got to catch this. Man.
Amen.
Whatever you gave up, God would give it back. Did you give up your marriage to God? In other words, did you place your husband in God's hands? Did you place your wife in God's hands? As a matter of fact, hold on, Mr. DJ. How you doing, Miss Melissa? Did you place yourself in God's hand before you even got married?
Come on.
See, we want the perfect marriage, but here's the thing. Are we first the perfect spouse? You got to give things up. Uh-oh, this is where it gets interesting. You got to give things up. This is where it gets interesting. You got to give it up to a God you can't see. This is why the Bible says we operate by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith. That means I'm giving it up to a God I don't even see, and I don't even know what type of return I'm going to give. But I thought you was praising that God. I thought we prayed to that God. I thought we worshiped that God in spirit and in truth. So it shouldn't be a problem with us giving it up, if that be the case, right?
Correct.
How you doing, Miss Neeson? Y'all got to catch this. I know this may go over some head, but we got to get this. See, when you really want a real relationship with God, we really got to get in tune with him, Mr. DJ. So, Mr. DJ, what is it that we most suffer from giving up for God? I mean, what are the things that we don't want to give to God? Let's talk about it. Y'all, let's do a list real quickly. What are some things that we never want to give up to God? I'm going to start it off. The very thing that we don't want to give to God is ourselves. Come on, y'all go ahead and do the rest. What don't we want to give up to God?
Making our own money.
Come on.
Yep. Our family.
Our family. Miss Arlene said me, and he changed him all the things. Changed him all the things I wanted him to do. Okay. All right. What are some things that we don't give up to God, people? Ms. LaTonya said, our time, our tithe. Y'all, what don't we give up to God? Talk to me now. Our children?
Our truth.
Our children.
Things we want.
Huh? Family, our job,
truth.
Tiana hit it on the head. We don't give up our job to God. Oh, no. We don't give that to God because we go in there acting a fool if they play with anything on our chest. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
How you doing, Ms. Shirley? What are some things we don't give God? Come on, a few more, y'all. A few more. Huh? We don't give God our undivided attention.
Yes.
We don't do that, do we? As a matter of fact, one thing we don't give God is our all. Okay.
All right.
Now let's reverse that. Okay. What you say, Miss Jennifer? Okay. Miss Jennifer says, what if you place your problems in God's hands, but you still end up losing the one you love? Okay, Keaton say time. Miss Kimberly say time. How you doing, Miss Lumar? Miss D? That's a good question. I'm going to get back to that, Miss Jennifer. So those are things we don't give to God. Now, let's do this. What are some things we do give God? I'm going to tell you one. Let me start it off. Some things that we do give God. Hold on, Melvin. We give God our problems.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. What else do we give God? We give God our leftovers. You know, when we pay our tithes, we pay everything else, and we give God the last 10. What are some things we do give God? Ms. LaTonya say selfish prayers. Ms. Sharon say our burdens and needs. Come on, Ms. Kimberly. Ms. Kimberly say, stupid. Ms. Sharon say we give them complaints. What'd you say, Mr. DJ? What is something that we do give God? Ms. Melissa say praise. All right.
False. I can't say false hope, but a bunch of lies.
a bunch of lies.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. How you doing, Miss Sharon? Miss Katina said we give God our want in all caps. That's right.
Oh, yes.
Miss Arlene. Miss Arlene said we give struggles. So these are things that we give God. Now watch this, y'all. Watch this. Other people's faults. Okay, watch this. What if we were the CEO of a company and all people brought to you was excuses, struggles, what they wanted, their worries, their pains, their fears, their complaints, their burdens, selfish things they seek and desire? What if they just always brought negativity to you? How would that go over well with you? Angela? Miss Kimberly said they'll be fired off top. Okay? Miss Tiana said, as a CEO, I'd ask them, what do they plan to do with it? What do they plan to do next? Okay?
Yep.
Miss Kimberly, I hear you. Miss Kimberly said you're fired off top. So, y'all, this is important because when we talk about the great exchange, the divine exchange, whatever you gave up, God will give back. Now, we got to understand, what are we giving God? It's called sowing and reaping. Why is it that we give God? Can somebody open their Bibles real quickly? Because I want y'all to tell me. Quickly. Start in Genesis. Cain and Abel. Which brother gave God a great sacrifice, and which brother gave God a measly, no good sacrifice?
Cain gave the measly one.
Who killed who? Killed Abel, didn't
Cain
he?
Killed Abel.
Cain killed Abel.
See, Cain didn't want to give God everything. There go DJ. DJ said he done finally figured it out. See, he gave it to God.
Ever since you started, I had never got a chance to get home. Y'all just don't know I'm smiling from ear to ear now.
All right. Let's just say I am a CEO of my company. I'm cleaning house. That's right. So Cain killed Abel. The reason why Cain killed Abel, because what Cain gave God wasn't approved by God. What Abel gave God was approved by God. Cain got jealous.
Mm-hmm.
Cain got jealous, people. Y'all follow me?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Cain get jealous over something that he could have given. Here's the thing. We shouldn't operate like Cain. What we do is we make sure that we're secure when we give God. In other words, I'll pay my tithes when I know. When I know but know my bills are covered. Otherwise, much like Cain, we'll say, God, know my heart. I wonder if Cain said the same thing when he said, when Cain gave his offering and God denied him, he shut the door. I wonder if Cain told God and he told his peers, well, God know my heart. I'm just going to give him this. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Now watch where I'm going with this. Because the topic we're talking about, whatever you gave up, God would give back. How can we really give up something if we don't do it with the right heart, the right intent, and the right purpose?
Amen.
Is that really giving God? You got to understand, y'all, back in the biblical days, listen to me and listen to me good now. Back in the biblical days, they set up the tents. Oh, yeah, it's called sacred ground. They tied a rope around, I'm not making this up, they tied a rope around their waistline and had a bell attached to it. If you walked on that holy ground, okay, and you wasn't all the way saved, you dropped. How they knew you dropped? That bell would ring.
Hear the bell. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Amen.
Take you out. Look at what they did. They would drag you out by the rope because they know they wasn't right and they wasn't playing. You see how they
get? Yes.
Now, the thing is, when you give something to God, are you doing it in a Christ-like manner? You know, we give God the leftovers when we just throw up our hands and we can't do no more. I don't know what to do with them. I don't know what to do with my children. God, take them. But what about when those kids are the best, the cream of the crop? They're doing good. They're educated. They're smart. They're doing everything that you thought they should be doing. Do you give them to God?
Come on.
Yeah. How you doing, Ms. Darlene? Do you give them to God? It's like we give God the thing that is messed up, but we never give God the thing that is right.
Come on.
Why?
Yes.
Mr. Carr.
Yes, sir.
Do you think it has something to do with the, I guess, the quote-unquote American way of business and trade? We think we're in a business with God, and we're not even on his level. See, we're in business. You want to pay the lowest price for something, but expect to sell it and to get something far more than what you paid for it.
I see what you're going with that, Mr. DJ, and I agree with you, too. A lot of times we deal with God not in the divine nature of business, but
right,
in the
right.
humanistic nature of business. So what we try to do is merge the two, and we get it wrong. So our relationship with God is contingent upon what we think we can get from God. For instance, we would never faithfully pray to God if we didn't think that we was going to get a good return from prayer. Hello.
Right.
Come on.
Would we really faithfully pray to God if we thought we would? Would you pray to God if God never moved on your prayer?
Mm.
Let me ask this question again.
Wow.
All right.
Pray. Would you pray to God if he never moved on your prayer? How you doing, Ms. Lavina? Would we? See, the topic is whatever you gave up, God will give back. Here's the thing. Now I'm talking to us Christians, us select few who really understand God. You understand that God is not in the business of giving you what you want if it's going to compromise his relationship with you. Why would you?
All right.
Watch this, y'all. Why would God give you the world just to lose you as a follower of his? He do that?
Hmm.
God didn't give you the world to lose the relationship. No. You did that on your own. The Bible says, he puts it this way. What does it profit a man to gain the world? Don't you know that you can establish fortune and fame without God? Yes, you can. But here's the thing.
Yes.
Is it going to last? See, when you don't give it to God, it's only temporary. Whatever you gave up, God will give back. This is why it's important that we give our all to God, not just our finances, not just our relationships, not just who we are. It's important that you give your mind to God. When you give your mind to God, what happens is things start to alter. That don't mean it's going to go in my favor. That just means when I go through the storm, y'all heard me? When I go through, you heard me? Go through the storm, I can maintain my integrity in God. See, Christian don't mean that I'm going to shine all the time. It just means that when it's gloomy outside, I'm still standing and nobody else is.
Amen.
Y'all don't hit me, do you? Ain't that something?
Yeah.
You follow me? How you doing, Ms. Oliver? Okay. What'd you say, Ms. Jennifer? I would pray until God moved, no matter how long it would take. There you go. That's right. Whatever you gave up, God would give back. A lot of times, Mr. DJ, God want to see how faithful we are. See, a lot
exactly.
of times what we do is we give it to God, but we want a quick response from God. But what about when God purposely delays it?
Yes.
Ooh, you didn't hear me.
Yes.
Women, Mr. DJ, this ain't for me and you. All women, Miss Tiana, the rest of us out there. Miss Jennifer, what about when you purposely, y'all don't, we mature, keep your legs closed?
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to stay around? Because if he don't stay around, what was his motive? Y'all
exactly.
didn't get me right. When you purposely keep your legs closed, now you're about to see what he really wanted. Oh, woo, y'all see this? Now
yes.
you get what you really wanted. Now, if that be you with a man, what about God with us? What about when God purposely holds the blessing up? Woo. What did you really want? Did we really want something, or did we want God? I don't think you hear me now. See,
right.
We will be in tune with God. How you doing, Miss Brandy? The blessing is cool, but I'm in tune with God. That means even if he never blessed me, I love him so much. If God go to hell, I want to go to hell. If God go to yonder, I want to go to yonder. If God go to heaven, see, when you love God so much, you're willing to give up anything and everything that he requires. Let me ask this question. Do you know what God wants you to give up? Huh? Miss Kimberly said you can't have this cookie. Talking about, are you Miss Kimberly? What are you talking about? Do you know?
Mr. Carr.
Some of us do know and still want self. If God were to tell you right now, you need to work 4 years and not get a paycheck, and after 4 years, you'll have, let's say, $10 million. A lot of us wouldn't take that.
Mm-hmm.
Or give you a deal where you get a raise. They have to give me a raise. I want my money now. That's just how selfish we are.
The instant gratification microwave society.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Instant gratification.
Yep.
Exactly.
Gratification. And y'all know we don't like delayed gratification. We want it right now. So, God, if I gave it to you, I want to see something right now.
Exactly.
I want to return right now. I planted a seed last week, Mr. DJ. I want to see that seed grow right now. Man, you
exactly.
Chill out. You didn't grow overnight.
Right.
Right now, y'all, Miss Jennifer, I'm going to get to Miss Jennifer's question. I thought this was very, very interesting, Mr. DJ, Miss Tiana. The question says,
yep.
What if you place your problems in God's hands, but you still end up losing the one you love? How you doing, Big Mark? How you doing? Okay, Ms. Kimberly said we're so impatient, Lord forgive us. That's right. Y'all got that question?
Yes, sir.
Your problems in God's hands, but you still end up losing the one that you love. Miss Tiana, let me go there first, Mr. DJ. Real quickly, you
okay.
got 20 seconds, Miss Tiana. What if you place your problems in God's hands, but you still end up losing the one you love, Miss Tiana?
Well, the one you love wasn't the one that God had for you. So he took the problems and cleared it up for you. He did exactly what you asked him to do.
All right. I like it. Mr. DJ, like Family Feud, he started with 20 seconds. If you hit bop bop, that means you didn't answer. You got 25 seconds. What you got, Mr. DJ?
Well, it's called a divine exchange for a reason. I mean, the one whom you love, you may love that person, but it may not be the person that really loves you back the way you think. So as you give that person up, God will bless you with somebody far greater. You know,
right.
and it may not be a person. It might just be a closer relationship with him. And you can't beat that. That's the ultimate relationship.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, all right, all right. Miss Kimberly, agree with you, Miss Tiana. Miss Latonya say a lot of times the blessing is in what we gave up, what was taken away.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If you place your problems in God's hands but still end up losing the one you love, I'm about to tear this thing down. I love it. Topic tonight is what you gave up, God will give back. Watch this. How you doing, Miss Tiffany? Now watch this. Watch this. What if you place your problems in God's hands but still end up losing the one you love? Did you give it to me so that you can get something other than what you want? Because if you gave me your problems, what you losing? I thought you just gained everything. Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You gave me your problems. I must not be the one that you love. Hold on.
Mm.
Let me say this again. Because how can you lose me? Y'all don't hear me.
Come on.
If I'm the one that you love and you just gave me a problem, how did you lose the one that you love? Ooh. But that means you trying to use me. In other words, you just want to give me a problem to fulfill status quo. In other words, cultural and not relationship-wise. See, you're driven by being, oh, man, y'all don't hear me. See, you being spiritual, but you don't have a relationship with me. So you're going to do, thus said the Lord. But your heart ain't right. Because if you said you gave it to me, yet you done lost, How can you give me something and lose at the same time? That don't go hand in hand.
Yes.
I'm talking to my seniors right now. I'm talking to the people who understand the spiritual things. You can't give God something and say you done lost.
All right.
Marcia hit it. It wasn't for you. If I'm focused on God, I don't focus on anything else, much like a flower that done fell off. Y'all don't hear me. See, when I gave it up to God, he will give me what I need. When I give it up to God, he will give me what I need. Whatever you gave up, God will give back. In other words, the divine exchange worker lists something like this. Give everything to God, not just your problems. Give God your best. Give God your joy. Give God the things that are growing in your life. So you started the business. Give your business to God. Why do you give your business to God when it's no longer growing?
Come on.
What we start to do is use God as a safety net.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Give
yes,
God
we do.
Your
yes. Huh? Give God your happiness. When you give God your happiness, you will not place it in the hands of a man or a woman. Because, see, then they can ball up your happiness. They can spit it out. They can misuse it. But when you give it to God, what happens is you see the God in them, and they won't mishandle it. Oh, y'all don't hear me. You see the God in them, and they won't mishandle it. Y'all don't hear me. In other words, when they start stepping out of God, you start pulling things back because I'm not about to play with you. When you're not, how can you have a relationship with me when you don't have one with God? How can you give up everything for me when you can't give it up for God? I'm going to challenge that. The person, y'all don't hear me, I'm about to challenge everybody in this line tonight. If you got somebody in your life right now that'll give you everything but won't give God everything, something ain't right. How can you say you love that person?
Come on.
So you okay with them putting you before God? Hold on, let me say it again. The topic tonight is whatever you gave up, God will give back. Why are we okay with a man or a woman chasing us, but they don't chase God? Why are we okay with a man or a woman getting us a Gucci purse or some rims on our truck, but they don't even pay their tithes? Why are we okay with somebody catering to us, but they don't even get up on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday? And
come on.
Mm.
Yep.
Oh, I know everybody would be, I know everybody wasn't, you know, gonna be amen in that. You know why? We become selfish.
Yes.
We don't care about God. It's folklore. Man. Because if we cared about God like we say we cared about God, you can't give me nothing. The Bible puts it this way. Now watch where I'm going with this. The Bible says it best. It says, how can you love me? Someone you cannot see. Yes, you can't love your brother. Look at what God said. You don't love me when you can't see.
We don't care about God.
Yeah. Y'all follow me?
Yes,
yes,
sir.
Yes.
So how can we allow somebody, man, whatever you gave up, God, how can we allow somebody to love us when you know they ain't even loving God like that?
Mm. So true.
What part do we play in that? Because we get into these relationships, whether it be family, whether it be boyfriend, girlfriend, fiance, husband, wife, children. We get into these relationships, and we say God is ahead, but you know good and well, long as they serving you, pleasing you, man, it ain't about God. So we say, God, I gave them up to you, but do we really mean that? And you know what? This is why we really don't have them back in return, because you can't fix something that you didn't create.
Amen.
All right.
You can't fix something you didn't create. Only the manufacturer can. You can read Steve Harvey's book all you want to. The only book that's going to stand the test of time should be the book that's hidden in your heart.
Amen.
Huh? Hello?
Amen.
Hello? How you doing, Mr. Dunn? Well, I love these. How you doing, Mr. Roger? Maurice, what's going on, man? Miss Lakeisha and Miss Deborah? I love this, y'all. You know why? Because it's very few times that we can have somebody who's been authentic teaching the word of God. You know why? Because nowadays it's about pulling people. See, we should have 300-500 people on the line. I don't care about 300-500 people being on the line. Why does it matter if you have 300-500 people and everybody walking away unsaved? Shouldn't it matter that we got 15, 16, 20, 30 people and everybody getting something out of this?
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Who wins? Hello?
Yes, sir.
What's going on, Tanya? Y'all, so this is real. Whatever you gave up, God will give back. However, we must understand, Mr. DJ, when we giving something up, we doing it, y'all, and we doing it, y'all, we doing it with the right spirit. Hmm? The Bible said, blessed are those who are persecuted for my name's sake. Just because you're being persecuted don't mean that you're blessed, because that don't mean that you're being persecuted for God. You can be persecuted for you. Because you acting foolish.
Right.
Tell the truth.
I'm trying to help somebody now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to let y'all get in, Miss Tiana. What y'all got to say? Let's go to the next email question, then we're going to ask some questions for me, Mr. DJ.
Okay.
All right. This one was posted as well. It's a long one. So 2 years ago, I stepped out on faith, left my job, my hometown, moved miles away to care for my mother. Since then, my son has been bullied at school. I have yet to find a job, and I'm having health issues. How can I remain strong in my faith when everything around me is failing?
Mr. DJ?
First of all, I think you're failing yourself. Because you got to take care of home first. Otherwise, you're no good to nobody else. So, I mean, it's admirable for you to take care of your mom. I'm not saying leave and neglect your mom, but you don't neglect yourself. You know, you shouldn't just up and leave and don't have a job or a plan. How are you going to continue taking care of mom? Because if you don't take care of yourself, you're going to be right there next to her.
All right. What's going on, Miss Katrina? Hey, y'all, that's Miss Katrina, right? Now, that's my Miss Katrina says she's black, but I think she ain't white. What's going on to you, parties? Mr. DJ, you're hitting it on the head, man. Okay? 2 years ago, I stepped out on faith. I left my job and hometown and moved miles away to care for my mother. Since then, my son has been bullied at school. I have yet to find a new job, and I'm having health issues. How can I remain strong in my faith when everything around me is failing? Again, y'all, what you gave up is what God will give back. The thing is, we give up stuff, and we look at it, and we try and monitor it. You know how God said he, you know, watches over his word to make sure that it performs everything it set out to do? Well, we started to look over the very thing that we gave up. I gave up my job. I'm watching over the next one. You don't need to watch over nothing. I don't think y'all hear me. Y'all remember Naomi and Ruth, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Who did Boaz go after?
He grabbed Sister Ruth, didn't he?
Yes.
Miss Tiana, you sure about that?
Naomi was the mom, so yes, Ruth.
Okay. But Ruth didn't go looking for anything. Ruth was,
right.
Ruth was being so faithful to God that she gave up who she was. And how you say she was being faithful to God? She was being faithful who God put in front of her. Naomi. Naomi. Right? So the thing about it is, when you give something up, man, y'all got to hear this. Woo! You should expect, right? But don't expect according to the natural. Expect according to the spiritual. If I gave up the natural, I don't expect a natural gain. I don't think y'all hear me. When I give up a natural, I don't expect natural gain. I expect spiritual wealth. In other words, I gave up this, that, and the other. I could never fail because I'm going to remind God of his word, and he watches over his word. So how is it failing, or is it I'm failing? Because what I gave up, it was never in God. It was never divine. So what I gave up was all natural, and now I'm back at square one.
Absolutely.
Y'all hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Man, how you doing, Ms. Keisha? A lot of times what we give up is all natural. Listen to me. A lot of times what we give up is natural. Oil and water don't mix. Neither does natural and spiritual. They don't mix. So we give up natural. We serve and we say, God, I gave you something, but it was natural. We don't understand that. But we say, God, we're talking to a spiritual God. I gave it to you. And then we gave up natural, and we want that spiritual God to give us back what we gave up 10 times. Woo! The natural.
Right.
Come on.
But here's the thing. According to his riches and glory in heaven, see, God's riches don't look like natural riches. See, natural riches
Amen.
Bring about power. Godly riches bring about humility. You got to hear me.
Natural
yes. riches bring about power. Natural riches bring about power and people serving you. Spiritual riches bring about humility and you serving people. Woo!
That's right.
You better hear me. Oh, this ain't popular to everybody, but I never tried to be popular. Don't care about popularity. See, whatever you gave up, God will give back. You got to make sure what you give up is done in spiritual inspiration. In other words, when I give it up spiritually, I expect something in return spiritually. Spirit is something that I can't see, that very well does not coincide with the flesh. Why is it that we say, won't God do it when we receive natural stuff? Why don't we say, won't God do it when we receive spiritual stuff? Is it because we have yet to grow in the spirit, so we don't know when God gives it to us in the spirit?
Tell it.
I thought that a peace of mind was everything that you can ever ask for, having a peace of mind. So if anything, I would give all this up, God, just for a peace of mind. So whatever you gave up, God would give back. In other words, when you give up the things that you have your hands around the most, the things that are so valuable to you, and you give it up, Abraham. You give it up, Abraham. Abraham was about to kill his son because God. You give it up, Abraham. I'm going to give my very last, God. If that's what you want, that's what you get. Watch the spiritual.
Yes.
And because of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, this is why God has a covenant with us. Because they, look at the riches. They, look at the riches. They gave up something spiritual for something even greater spiritual. In other words, I don't mind severing ties with this natural stuff to get my spiritual wealth. See, we don't understand spiritual wealth because we're not living in that spiritual place. Y'all know how we do it. When in Rome, do as the Romans do. But I challenge that because the Bible says, when on earth, still do as it is in heaven. He said, let it be done on earth as it's done in heaven. But who wants to tell me something otherwise? Ain't that something, people? What's going on, R.L. Torrey? What's going on, Miss Janet? Y'all see it? So whatever you gave
yes,
up,
sir.
God would give that. But you got to make sure when you're giving it up, it's because of a spiritual connection. Don't be going to give God $1,000 and talking about I expect 10 back in return. See, that wasn't no spiritual.
Right.
You ain't get the
cure.
Now all of a sudden you're about to sin for the rest of your life because God ganked me. No, he didn't. You gave that up. God didn't tell you to give that up. But when you give
right.
it up and God tells you to give it up, you know your return might not be monetary, meaning physical. May not be money. It may not be tangible items. Your return is going to be the very fact that God can trust you with even greater.
Amen.
My God. A relationship don't even happen if there's no trust. Y'all don't hear me? Mr.
Yes.
We say it all the time. What's the number one glue that keeps us together in a relationship? Trust. Well,
trust.
We say we trust God, but does he trust you?
Yes.
Huh? Now, here's the thing. Since God can trust you, what we give God got to be spiritual. So he can give us back something spiritual in return. And when he give it back to us spiritual in return, we can appreciate it. Although other people can't see it, we understand it because now we are walking in God's divine order, meaning that, you know, I don't have to have a job for me to be rich. Y'all don't hear me because my job is saving souls. You know why? Listen what the Bible says. Well, I know I done lost a couple of people because some people chase money. I understand, so I'm talking to everybody else. See, you chasing money going to get old. Well, I'm going to speak on it. Huh? Whatever you gave up, God will give back. You chasing money will get old.
Yes.
Huh. How far money can take? But when you chase God, it makes you younger. It makes you youthful. Now you become like a baby again, not in immaturity, not in maturation. You're not immature. In other words, you become so humble to God that you understand whatever he gives you, you tend to appreciate it because you can see it. And you couldn't do it on your own. We say, I couldn't do it without God. We only say that because it sounds good. Oh, have mercy.
Yes, sir.
This is good now. This is good. And this is why we do this. Okay? Now, hold on, Ms. Latonya. That's Ms. Latonya, great scripture. Galatians, Mr. DJ, she said, Galatians 6 and 8. Whoever sows to please their flesh, from the flesh they will reap destruction. Oh, but whoever sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. How you doing?
Amen.
In other words, okay, what you say to her, I'm feeling it tonight. I'll be feeling it every night. That's my brother from another mother. Tori, that's my boy. Okay, y'all, here's the thing. With that scripture, what it's saying is, when you sow to please your flesh, you reap destruction. In other words, it's temporary. When you give up things just to get that back in return, that's temporary. But when you get, oh my, Tori, you married. Man, tell them, Tori. Man, when you gave up all them girls who wanted Tori, you know, Tori, nice, handsome, fine man, you know, when he gave up all the women for his wife, he didn't have the mindset, you don't want me, someone else will. That's not how you approach a woman. You gave them things up for your wife because of a spiritual connection. Oh, my God.
Amen.
Ain't that something?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Ms. Kimberly, what you say? Children aren't analytical like we are. They love without questions. That's right. But we are so analytical. We love with conditions. Ooh, that's strong. Lord help us. So y'all see what I'm saying? You give something up. Don't give, oh my God, thank you God for revelation. When you give something up, don't be holding, let me get a string or something. Do I have a string around here? Okay. When you give something up, don't be holding it over God's head talking about this is bait. Look, if you don't do this, first, we tell God what we tell people. If you don't want me, somebody else will. Y'all hear me? Don't we do
our
that to
actions.
God?
We do.
So, look, and then we start throwing it up in God's face. Man, do you understand everything I gave up for you? No. Do you understand everything he gave up for you? But see, when you know, God, Mr. DJ, when you know it's a spiritual thing and you gave it up spiritually, you don't throw that back in God's face. What you start to do is you accept everything that comes along with the territory. This is why the Bible says count the cost. In other words, know them that labor amongst you. When you know them that labor amongst you, you also understand God's spirit. Remember, the Holy Spirit is your helper. That means you know, oh my God, that means you know God. That means you know just because you gave it up don't mean that you're going to get the return that your flesh wants, but you're going to get the return that your spirit needs.
Yes, indeed.
Are you with me? How you doing, Ms.
Yes,
Tamika? Ms. Tamika Millett Brown Smith. I'm talking about four names. I love it. There you go. You know I'm just messing with you. Huh? Ms. Kimberly said we be trying to pimp God. You're right. All right? So y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm going to throw one question out there real quickly, and this is for Ms. Tiana, Mr. DJ. Y'all can chime in if y'all want to now. What you gave up, God will give back. Okay? Here's the question. Would God ever ask us to give up things in the spiritual realm that help us to grow in our relationship towards him?
In our relationship towards him, of course, that's the whole purpose, is to worship him.
So would God ever ask us to give up things in the spiritual realm that assist us or aid us in developing a strong relationship with him, stronger.
It sounds kind of a double oxymoron, because if it's spiritual and it's truly of him.
Hold on, Mr. DJ, hold on. Hold on, I'm trying to get this down. That's double oxymoron.
Right.
Oxymoron. What's that, Ms. B? All right.
You know,
like
when you say,
I got y'all with you, man. I'm just messing. What you got? But it's a contradiction.
You know,
it's a contradiction.
Yeah.
I got you. So, y'all, that's the question. Would God ever ask you to give up some spiritual things?
I'm here thinking about it. Like, where Mr. DJ was going is, why would he ask us to give up something that's of him to get closer to him when we're supposed to have all of him in us? So I would say no because of
that. That's a deep question. Because what if those things help others to grow?
Okay.
You know, what if it's to help others to grow? What if the spiritual thing is something that you started, but he didn't want you to finish? He wanted somebody else to
do. Okay. Perfect example is with the David and Solomon for building the...
Yeah.
Building the temple for the covenant. Okay.
So, y'all, when we give up things to God, we got to understand nobody can put a mandate on God. In other words, we can't say, God, you have to. So that means when God have us here, we are here. But when God tell you to move, you move.
Exactly. It's a little bit, I don't want to say confusing, but it's like God said, Adam, don't eat that apple. Or Eve, don't eat that apple. Then here she come with applesauce.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Well, it's not the apple. It's applesauce. Where did it come from?
Yeah. All right. She wants me to elaborate a little bit more. She's confused. Okay. So, in the things of God, just because God gave it to you does not mean that God wants it to stay in your hands. That makes sense? For instance, just because God gave you the child, that don't mean that that child's going to be in your house forever. That makes more sense?
Okay.
Just because God gave Mary and Joseph Jesus, that don't mean that he was going to be with them forever. He had to go handle business.
Exactly.
Listen to what I'm saying. We tend to say, I gave it all up for God, and it's mine. This is why we still protect our children, when actually you got to get them to God. You see what I'm saying? Your child
right.
Be 10 years old, and that's my baby. That's a grown man, a grown woman. You still so much, that's your baby, that you're trying to run that child's life. You want them to, their spouse has to be approved by you. That's not of God. My God. Did they approve you and your spouse?
And you know, Mr. Carr, it's funny because life is kind of designed that way. Even with a parent and a child, you raise your child. That's
right.
You're protecting your child and you're raising your child and take care of your child, but you have to do that. So guess what? One day they're gonna be protecting you.
Right.
You're gonna get old.
So Ms. Kimberly says she's trying to understand. So let me break it down even a bit more. So okay, in other words, just because again, God gave it to you for today, don't mean that it's going to be yours for tomorrow. See, the blessing
right.
can go from this hand to that hand to that hand to that hand to that hand. So much. You know what I'm saying? And hear me good now. What you gave up, God, so much that God tells us to do greater works than Jesus did. Well, Jesus could have been selfish and said, no, I'm the greatest ever. Jesus has to accept the fact that God told us to do greater works. Why you think God say do greater works? You know why? One of the reasons why? Simply because times are getting harder. And the closer to end times, the devil is playing for. So that means we have to have greater to counter what he's doing. Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So with that being said, okay, now it does become a thing of sacrifice. And when it's about God, that means you may be the MVP Steph Curry this year, but next year is going to be Kevin Durant. You've got to be willing to step down and still operate in God, but that don't mean that you're the head. That very well means that you might be following. Now, see, I know I done lost some people right there because nobody wants to follow. I'm the head and not the tail. We don't like to follow so much to where we don't even like to follow God.
Mm. Come on.
Ain't that something?
It is.
Miss Naya, Miss Africa. So, y'all, it's real. Whatever you gave up, God is going to give back. But make sure that you're giving, you give with a cheerful heart, godly heart. Make sure that every time you give God, it's like sowing. And God wants your very best. Your very best is everything that is faith-based. The Bible says without faith, it is impossible, impossible, impossible to please God. So everything that we give up must be faith-based. If it's not faith-based, we very well may be doing it in vain.
Come on.
We very well may be operating in Cain, with a Cain spirit. It has to be faith-based. And in order to understand faith-based, that's why we got to stay in God's face. You know, when you love somebody, you stay in their face. Stay in their face. You learn about them. You want to be intimate with them. Not just intimate physically. You want to be intimate mentally. So we start to give God thing that he desires. How we know what God desires? Because we in his face. And we intimate with him. We just love being around him. And that's what we do. So whatever you gave up, God will give back. But make sure whatever you give up is faith-based. So that you can receive back in faith in return. Mr. DJ, you mind praying for us, Mr. DJ?
Sure. I want to leave one question. Nobody has to answer it. Just something to make you think.
Okay.
Divine exchange. Did Joseph teach Jesus, or did Jesus teach Joseph? Think about that. Let that ponder.
The question was.
And then think about. Then think about divine exchange.
Did Joseph teach Jesus, or did Jesus teach Joseph?
Amen.
All right.
I can't answer the question. Don't be saying, "Oh, yeah, I ain't letting y'all look like that now." But you know, people say "Amen" when they don't just want to ask the question.
Somebody, oh, I didn't know. I was on the answer block. All right. Well.
Hold on. Thank you, Miss Seattle. Go ahead.
Jesus taught Joseph.
Okay, Jesus taught Joseph. All right. So did Joseph...
People wonder, the reason why I put that out there is for divine, you know, divine exchange. You know, even the Bible says, and a child shall lead him. But I'm just saying, he was his daddy. So you think he taught him to say his grace and how to pray? Or did Jesus teach him?
Joseph taught Jesus, and Jesus taught Joseph. But Jesus was more profound. Joseph taught Jesus natural. See, God did not take out the natural, because had he taken out the natural, nobody would believe his coming. So he had to do it natural. So
right.
Joseph taught Jesus, but Jesus taught Joseph as well.
All right.
I follow you.
And they
taught each other, but Jesus is the one teaching that's going to last forever.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Amen.
All right, y'all. Let's go ahead and pray, Mr. DJ.
Yes, bow your heads, close your eyes, open up your heart. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you saying thanks, Father. Thank you for the blessing, the food that we've nourished on, the thirst that's been quenched of knowledge, Father. And bless the person that's the leader and the people under the sound of my voice, Father. For we just want to say thank you. And let this food manifest with us, within us, and help it to grow, Father. Help us to continue to grow spiritually and be on one accord, Father. Keep us on one path and one accord. And give us the power to fight back that devil, Father. Thank you for keeping us safe and blessing us and keeping us safe, Father. And at the appointed time, bring us back together again on one accord so that we can continue lifting up your name, for not any shape, form, or fashion, but to give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. We ask these things in your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Somebody said I need a haircut. But I'm a rocket and sugar. Y'all have a great night. On Wednesday, we have Bible study. Make sure if you get a chance, it's 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 225-364-0211. If you get a chance, make sure y'all call in. Check us out on Sunday morning at 8 a.m. I mean, we do like 20 minutes. It'll be powerful. And if you missed this past Sunday, you missed the treat. It was awesome. I'm telling you now. Get you going. Hey, wake on up. But we definitely be back on next Monday. Y'all have a great night.
Good night.
Good night.